This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Senate is expected to stay in session until it passes a bill to lift the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling. Reuters' Chris Dignam has this report.
The bill is now in the Senate, where we begin the process today of passing this legislation as soon as possible.
The deal to avert a catastrophic U.S. default rested with the Senate on Thursday. Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he would try to fast-track the bill to suspend the debt limit, which passed the House of Representatives late Wednesday. Schumer's counterpart, Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell, also signaled that he would work for the bill's fast passage.
The bill the House just passed has the potential to cut federal spending by $1.5 trillion.
But it remained to be seen whether any of the other senators in the 100-member body, particularly hardline Republicans angry the bill did not include deeper spending cuts, would use the Senate's arcane rules to try to slow down the bill's passage.
Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. U.S. media outlets are reporting that Justice Department prosecutors have obtained an audio recording of former President Donald Trump in which he talks about holding on to a classified document related to a potential attack on Iran. CNN first reported that Trump suggested on the recording that he wanted to share with others information from the document, but that he knew there were limitations about his ability to declassify records after he left office. The comments on the recording made in July 2021 at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, would appear to undercut his repeated claims that he declassified the documents he took with him from the White House to Mar-a-Lago, that's his Florida estate, after leaving office. From Washington, this is VOA News. The White House has announced sanctions in Sudan as warring sides fail to abide by ceasefires. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The White House says it will levy sanctions against people who it says are, quote, perpetrating the violence in Sudan. The U.S. is imposing visa restrictions on officials from the warring Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces, along with leaders from the former Omar al-Bashir regime. On May 4th, President Biden issued an executive order that expanded U.S. authority to respond to the violence and help in the conflict. The U.S. is urging Sudan's warring sides to return to ceasefire talks and make a concerted effort to abide by a lasting truce after peace efforts collapsed yet again. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A court in Senegal Thursday acquitted opposition leader Ousmane Sonko on charges of rape, but sentenced him to 2 years in prison for corrupting youth, disqualifying him for now from reporting for participating in next year's presidential elections. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The 48-year-old Sonko, the leader of Senegal's main opposition party, has maintained the charges against him were politically motivated since they were first made in 2021, and he did not attend Thursday's court hearing. He'd been accused of raping a massage parlor worker and making death threats against her, though a lesser charge than rape. Under Senegalese law, the conviction for corrupting youth, defined as immoral behavior against a person under the age of 21, his accuser was 20 when he was charged, disqualifies Sonko from running for office. Sonko has been an outspoken critic of current President Macky Sall and is widely viewed as Sall's most competitive opponent in the 2024 election. Earlier this week, Sonko called for mass protests in response to the case brought against him. Shortly after the verdict was announced Thursday, there were reports of demonstrations and clashes with security forces in the streets of the capital, Dakar. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Iran carried out 142 executions in May, marking the highest number of people put to death in 1 month since 2015. More than half of the executions were for drug-related crimes, and the rest were given for the Islamic crimes of blasphemy, adultery, and spreading corruption on earth. This according to the Oslo-based Iran Human Rights Group. Between January and May, Iran carried out 307 executions. That's compared to 220 executions last year. Last month, New York-based Human Rights Watch said Iranian authorities, quote, dramatic escalation of executions in recent weeks is a serious violation of the right to life and should bring international condemnation. More on that story and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.